right, we kick off hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. All right, we're going to jump over into the gun issue, because there's some news today out of the House. And actually, it sounds like positive news in regards to the gun confiscations that were going on last year.
Yes, it does.
During Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, with the California Highway Patrol, the National Guard actually confiscating people's weapons. We'll give you that detail, those details. But first, I want to jump to the email box on the gun control issue from Senthil. He says, first off, I'd like to thank you guys for reading my email on the show. Apparently, I guess we read one of his earlier. Now, I'm a libertarian leaning closer to Mark than to you, Ian, and I consider myself an economic and social issues libertarian. I was first introduced to your talk show when I attended a New Mexico Tech by one of my friends there. I've since been a daily listener and enjoy your daily topics.
Sweet. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. However, there's still one issue that I would like you guys to discuss in further detail. And let me try to do my best to explain my question. This issue's crossed my mind after listening to your show a few nights ago, where the 80% gun manufacturer from one of the upper Midwest states was raided by the ATF. He's talking about Rich Salata, the guy that owns KTOrdinance.com. We had him on the show earlier this month, telling us a story about how the ATF came into his business and just stole all his inventory. They just took it, and then they left. And there have been no charges filed. He hasn't been arrested or anything like that. It's an outrageous story, and you can listen to it on our...
It absolutely is. It's a terrible thing.
The archive's posted permanently on our guests page at freetalklive.com if you want to hear it. He says, now, as I stated before, I'm primarily an economic and social libertarian, and I believe... I don't know what that means. Economic and social. Yeah. Aren't most libertarians economic and social?
Well, it seemed like that would cover both aspects of libertarianism.
Right. We want liberty in the economic areas of life and the social areas
of
life.
For me, like, you could describe me as more of an economic libertarian than you would a social libertarian. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think you really can describe people as more one or the other, because if you're a true economic libertarian, then you must be a social libertarian by definition. Because in order to have social freedoms, like the ability to do drugs and to purchase and sell drugs, that sort of thing, then you have to support true economic freedom as well. Anyway, neither here nor there. He says, I know I believe strongly in Ayn Rand and Adam Smith's invisible hand economics. However, the one issue I'm still unsure about in libertarianism is the issue of weapons control. Now, I can see benefits and harm on both sides of the issue. Take, for example, Canada, where gun control laws are a lot less strict. The crime rates are far less than the United States.
And I think we pointed that out several times before on the show.
And also, the states in the United States where there are less gun control restrictions also have less crime.
Right. Now, and the cities that have the largest gun control have the largest crime.
Correct. While libertarianism supports no gun control, where do we draw the line? Theoretically, in a libertarian state, there are no laws against individual nuclear proliferations, so thus I can personally attain a nuclear weapon legally, theoretically, of course. And you can see where he's going with
it's
this.
Always the nuclear weapon.
I'd like to point out a point of clarification. Libertarianism supports no government mandated gun control. But if you want to not have a gun in your own life, then that would be personal gun control, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Would.
We don't want to force people to have guns.
If, for instance, you wanted to open up, to build a gated community, and inside your gated community, one of the rules you wanted to make, besides that you had to, fly a flag outside and had to salute it every morning, and your car had to be white, you could say that, no one's allowed to own any guns in this gated community.
You could do that.
Yes. Now, if I was burglar, that's where I'd go.
Me too. So, he says, however, if we do start to give up some sort of regulated freedom, i.e. the ability to own guns freely, but not weapons of mass destruction, then once again, this leaves a lot up to interpretation by the government, thus allowing them to determine what is considered an allowable weapon of self-defense, and can lead to a situation that we have now where nail cutters are confiscated in airports. He's talking about it snowballing once again. Even if we got back to less government, if we allowed the government to decide what is and what is not acceptable, then it could snowball into the situation we have today, which
right.
is what it has done over time. And he's right about that. He says, my personal stand on all this is that the government should follow Ayn Rand-type duties, in that it should be there for defense purposes only, do away with social programs, welfare, etc. The government should protect us from both attacks on the individual and the state, both physical and non-physical. This includes protection from both physical attacks and theft, which includes non-physical materialistic theft. However, since we've entrusted our elected government and officials to perform this physical protection, perhaps the citizens should not be allowed to take up arms. I'm getting confused now. However, this is only an opinion I'm leaning towards and would like to see a discussion opened up on your show to discuss this further, seeing as that I'm very confused by this issue. Yes, you clearly are, Senthil. In fact, while some libertarians will claim that they believe that the only proper role for government is protection of life, liberty, and property, and I believe you're one of those types.
I am one of those guys.
That doesn't mean that you give up all of your protection ability to the government. If you've ever paid any attention to the government, you know that they're not so great at virtually everything they try. So therefore, if you're going to be counting on them to protect you, it doesn't matter to me if you make the government smaller and if you change the police department from not dealing with vice crimes anymore and they only focus on violent crimes and they're a better police department because of it. That's nice and everything, but it doesn't mean that I trust the state to be there when I am in danger.
How are they going to be?
They can't.
I mean, you'd have to have a bodyguard.
They won't be. I know this personal experience. I know this.
Really?
Could they be?
Oh, yeah. I had called for a police escort one time to come out, and this was at a residence where I knew there was a handgun in the residence, and I knew that there was going to be some civil confrontation, of course. And I asked for a police escort, and they refused to send me a police escort and told me I had to have a court order.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not your bodyguards. They're not going to do that crap.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything for you. So you have experienced, Melissa, the Supreme Court decisions that have said the police have no obligation to protect. And I don't care if the Supreme Court reverses tomorrow and says, now, as of today, the police in America do finally have an obligation to protect you, Americans. I still don't trust the government with my protection.
If I don't either.
Right. If I want to be protected, then I need to go through the process of learning how to use weapons and self-defense or hire bodyguards or do what I need to do on my own individually to protect myself. Now, clearly, one of Senthil's problems is the idea that, well, if we just let anybody have the weapons they want to have, then people will have weapons of mass destruction.
Well, I think I can handle this one.
This one's easy.
This one's pretty easy to handle. First off, who's going to sell this to you? Somebody who would die if you set it off, right?
So they're probably
not going to sell it to you. Just
depends on how mass the destruction is, I guess.
That's not necessarily true because there's people out there.
That's just my first point. It's not my strongest one.
Yeah, okay. You can buy online, that sort of thing.
Somebody is bound to be out there that would sell it. So
personalnukes.com,
right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So let's just go on to the next point. My libertarian America, where there is a government. Now, I'm not talking about Ian's. We have different views.
Okay.
There is a government, and it does have laws. And a nuclear weapon isn't like a handgun. You can't pinpoint your target with it. You can't shoot one person or take care of one.
Pinpoint St. Louis.
Right. That's all you can do. You can blow up a city, or at the very least, you know, several city blocks.
Right.
So you can't use it for defense.
Correct.
It's not
an offensive weapon.
It's completely an offensive weapon. It's not a defensive weapon. So it doesn't fall into the same category as a handgun. As far as I'm concerned, no. An individual, it would be against the law for an individual to own a nuclear weapon.
It's against the law today, and it doesn't prevent those who want to own nuclear weapons from owning them or building them. I mean, as Johnson has explained, building a nuclear device isn't a complex process. At least as he's explained it on the air, I don't truly understand it myself. But in my world where they're...
Getting the materials is a complex process.
I guess so. In my world, though, the issue would be whether or not, as far as if you could have a nuclear weapon on your premises, in your house, that sort of thing, that would easily be something that could be decided by homeowners agreements, insurance companies. So, for instance, if I want home insurance... And I'm building a nuclear weapon in my garage, then they may decide to not cover me.
Wait a minute, are you actually going to state that on your homeowner's insurance application?
No, but who's going to admit anyway that they're building a nuclear weapon in their garage? That kind of information would have to come out. Your neighbor would have to see it and report you.
In a free state, what would it matter?
What would matter?
about the fact that who's going to see it. It's not going to matter if it's allowed in a free state.
We'll come back and talk about it. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for updates. We'll keep you clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you get on the updates list, and it's free, like everything else on our website, updates.freetalklive.com to get you signed up.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Org.
All right, so we're talking about the ludicrous idea that one of your neighbors would be building some sort of a nuclear weapon or a weapon of mass destruction. Let's downgrade it a little bit to just a weapon of mass destruction. But it's still in the category of just nutty, because when we talk about freedom issues, there seems to be a tendency upon people that don't totally understand the principles and of freedom to go as far as possible, to take the issue that we're talking about, in this case, gun control. We want to be free from gun control restrictions so we can own whatever weapons that we want to. And for most people, that's just going to mean handguns and shotguns. For a few people, it may mean machine guns, grenades, that sort of thing. I don't have a problem with any of that. I do have a problem with my neighbors owning weapons of mass destruction. However, to suggest, Mark, that passing a law is going to do anything to prevent a nutty man, because you'd have to be a nut job in order to get your hands on these sorts of things, would prevent them from doing this, I think is total fantasy.
I disagree. Somebody out there is going to be, if they have enough money, somebody has more money than sense and will buy a nuclear weapon and...
Let's just talk about a sarin missile or something.
Right, well, or perhaps just, you know, something, some sort of sarin gas container.
Yeah.
Somebody will buy it.
Yeah.
Somebody that wouldn't use it. And some mistake could very well happen that it just goes off and people die. That person is prevented by law from owning it. That person is. Now, there's somebody out there that would pay the money to get the sarin gas and would use it themselves. That person is not prevented by the law. They're
You're saying a collector would want to have a live sarin gas round in his house? I guess if you believe that there are people that are that way, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, wow, you'd have. I think that's a little nutty, personally.
Yeah, but it's like a rare oddity or something. It's something difficult to get.
But no, it wouldn't be difficult to get because in what you're talking about, Mark, this would be something that anybody could purchase.
Do you remember the teacher that had the live hand grenade on his desk for the last 13 years?
I don't recall that story.
He had a hand grenade as a paperweight. Thought it was a, you know, just reasonably.
Thought it was a dud?
Thought it was a, you know, just a blank or whatever.
Okay.
And it was a live hand grenade that he had in a classroom full of kids for 10-plus years.
And what happened?
Well, he somehow or another found out that it was a live hand grenade.
Oh, so he didn't find out when a kid pulled the trigger.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't think that was the way it went down.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's been a little while since I read the story. I hope that no one got blown to pieces.
Sure.
But,
wow.
It seems like he might have gotten hurt. I don't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe.
It's been a long time on the story, and anyway.
Well, you don't remember the situation, the circumstances as far as how he acquired it?
I do not.
Well, you know, he dug it up in his backyard.
I think he got it out of a yard sale or something like that.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, these things just kind of float around.
Okay, well, these are things that the United States military has purchased, and so there's a lot of them out there. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is sarin gas, some sort of a sarin gas bomb. And I'm refuting what Melissa is saying in that this is going to be a rare item. If it's something that's available in the marketplace and there's a demand for it, then anybody can get their hands on it. Therefore, it's not a rarity.
No, listen, there's lots of things in the marketplace that are still rarities. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about G5 jets. These things are certainly available, and if you've got the money, you can get one. But, you know, it's a jet that's put together by hand and travels like Mach 2. There's not a lot of them out there, Ian.
I see. Okay, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Hey. Hello, Doug.
Hi. Hey, got a question for you. It's off topic.
Thank God.
The show live at all. Let's see. The Liberty Dollar. I've got a question. I've got $10 Liberty Dollars, the coins, you know, and I know silver is now over $10 an ounce. It's $11.21.
Uh-huh.
And now I believe NorFed is printing, what, $20 face value coins?
That's correct.
So
the value has risen.
Right. So what are my $10 coins worth?
Well, are they ounce coins or half-ounce coins?
They're the full ouncers.
Well, then they're the $20 coins now. You need to get them exchanged.
Well, but are they more valuable because they say $10 on them for collecting purposes, you think? Or
I suppose that's possible. You're not supposed to collect them, though. You understand that, right?
In the case of collecting's a dangerous game when it comes to these things. You have to find somebody who's willing to pay more for it because of its, you know, rarity. And it's not that rare at this point.
Yeah, I suppose. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to trade them in, and you get 20s in exchange?
That's the idea.
Yep, go to dollar.freetalklive.com and get in touch with NorFed, and they can help you out with that.
But do I have to pay another $10 to get...
No. There's an upgrade reminting fee, basically, but you'll still be ahead of the game when all is said and done.
Interesting. All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you for the call, man. 800-259-9231. All right, so we're talking about this email from Senthil. And he's pointing out that he's a little concerned with this whole idea of letting people have weapons. He says, I personally would like to see people with the idea of self-defense buying guns and taking responsibility. And obviously, 9/11 could have been prevented had the other passengers on the planes had weapons. But at the same time, the idea of a man wanting only one weapon of mass destruction and legally being able to buy it also scares me. And in my opinion, that threat is enough to overpower the right to bear arms. Sorry, I couldn't call the show live to discuss this, blah, blah, blah. He's in India. So there you go, Senthil. So I just think that if you've got somebody who's purchasing a weapon of mass destruction, I can't see that there would be anybody above board that would be selling that to other individuals. But I suppose what you're saying could be true, though I'd like to see someone think up a non-governmental, voluntary solution to this, because I shudder to turn to the government to the solution here.
If you when you're looking at this from your point of view, which is no government at all, it's all voluntary decisions, free market, and all that good stuff. Obviously, anybody's DRO is going to not allow them to own nuclear weapons. It's a bad idea.
They're in their protection company, essentially.
Right. Their insurance,
So they'll look bad, right? If somebody finds out that one of their clients is toting around a sarin gas missile.
And so, I mean, it essentially, there's either one of our solutions is going to be a law against it. In your case, it's a more voluntary law than another one, but basically it's going to be a blanket law in both cases.
So, okay, now that you're saying that, it's jogging my thought process here, in that the seller of such a weapon would also have to go without a protection coverage plan. He would also have to go without insurance, because if you were openly selling these weapons on the internet at buyanuke.com, then your insurance company is going to say, "What are you doing? We're canceling your coverage. You can't get away with this." And then their reputation is going to be destroyed, because theoretically would have a reputation rating, sort of like we have a credit rating today.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they would become essentially a pariah and an outcast. And anybody who was dealing with that company would also become an outcast. I mean, can you imagine walking up to your neighbor's house? "Hey, Bob, what are you tinkering with there in the garage today?" "Well,
mustard gas bombs."
"Yeah, this is a sarin missile." "Oh, I'll see you later. Thanks."
Yeah, he'd be one neighbor I wouldn't mess with.
These are people that are going to become ostracized big time. And again, you're dealing with a maniac, somebody that would want to buy something like this, whether it's through the legal market or not. And those people we need to be really careful with anyway. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both on the house, free at freetalklive.com. All right, I think we're pretty much done with this topic about the nutty people buying weapons of mass destruction and all of that. But I would like to just examine one more facet to it. If we do pass a law prohibiting people from dealing in weapons of mass destruction, purchasing and selling, that sort of thing, can you envision what the enforcement would be like? How are you going to do that?
The same way we're enforcing it now.
And how is that?
We're not really.
Good answer, Mark.
We're not.
Right, because realistically, it would take quite an effort to ensure that every single person who was going into business for themselves wasn't going into business for the purpose of selling weapons of mass destruction. We'd have to audit every single person doing business in America to do this.
I think Americans would probably audit them on their own. Hey, they would, you know, report to whatever agency it was, whether it was a DRO or the United States government. This company's selling nuclear and biological and chemical weapons to other Americans.
Presuming they were advertising that sort of thing.
Well, how else do you sell? It's like being a drug
dealer. How do they sell now?
They don't.
Somebody's buying them.
Somebody's somewhere, but probably not very many in America.
Well, it's the governments. Governments are selling these things to terrorist groups and that sort of thing.
Usually some wasteland of a country elsewhere, I would imagine.
Yeah. Kim Jong Il.
I don't think there's too many nuclear weapons changing hands inside of our borders.
No, just I don't think so.
I don't imagine that's happening. I could be wrong.
I don't think so either. It just seems like an exercise in impossibility and futility to actually actively enforce this particular law. All right, let's get back to reality. Washington, KATC3 reporting The House voted apparently today to prevent law enforcement officers from confiscating legally owned guns during a national disaster or emergency.
Yes.
This, yeah, definitely sounds like good news, because last year, Hurricane Katrina, we reported there was video footage of it happening. We know it was for real. Cops going around house to house confiscating firearms. And it was outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Republican Representative so-and-so, the Louisiana lawmaker who sponsored the bill, said firearm seizures after Hurricane Katrina left residents unable to defend themselves, saying many of them were sitting in their homes without power, without water, or communication. It was literally impossible to pick up a phone and call 911, as though you'd want to. The House voted 322-99 in support of the bill. Senators voted 84-16 to include a similar prohibition in a Homeland Security funding bill. The limitation would apply to federal law enforcement or military officers, along with local police that receive federal funds. So that's interesting. So most police departments do take federal funds, but theoretically this law would not affect any police department that refused federal funds.
Maybe that's their goal in getting them to refuse federal funding.
What,
I can't
Fed?
See
no,
why.
They would never want. No, they would never want to stop police departments from taking federal funding, because it allows them to control those police departments.
In just this manner.
So this is this sounds like a positive thing. However, I do question one aspect of it. It makes it very clear in this article that they are only going to prevent them from confiscating so-called legally owned guns. So it makes me wonder, does that mean that they're going to come around and check during the next disaster? Are they going to say, knock, knock, how can I help you, officer? Well, we're here to do a firearms legality check on you, and if it turns out that your firearms are not registered with the state, we are going to be confiscating them here today. I don't like that.
Well, if it's a disaster, they're going to have one heck of a time proving that, you know, your firearm isn't legal. I mean, there's records and pieces of paper and things like that. I mean, this is going to be very difficult.
How does that work typically? I mean, I'm not a handgun owner, so I don't know. I mean, is there
a
permit that you're given and that you have to show to the police?
When you buy a gun, there's paperwork that needs to be filled out. There's a serial number on a certain portion of the gun. And so they get the number, they get the paperwork, and you're registered at that point.
I guess my question to this would be, would the police have something readily available where they could radio in or check on the status of the...
I don't think so.
It wouldn't be quick. Seriously. I mean, you know, a private company might have a big database that they could reference that quickly, but it just seems very unlikely to me that there's a giant government computer in the sky that track this kind
It wouldn't
of stuff.
Be quick. Even if that information was in a database, they wouldn't be able to just key up a radio and access it.
Okay, so basically you would have to rely then on the general public to, you'd have to furnish your own proof at that time.
Well, that's where it could get a little sticky. If you had to prove that your weapon is legal, that could get sticky, because, you know, I don't have the piece of paper on
That's what
my,
I mean.
But,
or also...
My point to that would be, officer, since this is America and we're innocent until proven guilty, you have to prove that my weapon is not legal, not me have to prove that it is.
Well, that's fine. I'll just confiscate your weapon while I prove that.
You can have the bullets first.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that needs to go.
Well, also, our board op is pointing out, he's a firearms expert, that you can purchase and sell firearms privately without transferring any of this ownership information. So if I buy a gun at a store and it's registered in my name, I can sell it to whomever I want to at that point. At least that's how I understand it.
Why would you want to sell a gun and still have it registered in your name?
I wouldn't
knowing
want that.
That gun could, you know, be
that.
Used. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, how do you register it in someone else's name?
There's paperwork that you
There's
could fill
be.
Out, but apparently you don't have to. And that's fine. I think that's the way it should be. I don't think there should be any paperwork, period, because those who are interested in rubbing off serial numbers and doing business with illegal guns, so-called, aren't going to bother going through the legal channels to purchase their firearms in the first place. But let's get back to the issue. The issue is the House passing this control, saying that federal agents can no longer confiscate firearms and local cops that take federal money. But Representative Gerald Nadler from New York called the bill insane. He and some Democrats said the bill might satisfy the gun lobby, but it would put people in more danger during already perilous disasters. According to another representative, quote, "The streets of an American city immediately after a disaster are no place to abandon common sense."
What? Sounds like he's abandoning common sense. with that statement.
His common sense says that there shouldn't be weapons, period.
Well, the Fraternal Order of Police endorsed the measure, blah, blah, blah. A law-abiding citizen who possesses a firearm lawfully represents no danger to law enforcement officers or any other first responder, according to the president of the FOP. NRA also supported the bill, has been asking mayors and police chiefs to pledge they will not forcibly disarm law-abiding citizens. Let's see, Nadler said the bill would prevent police from picking up guns that could be seized by looters. Police and other law enforcement officials could face a personnel lawsuit for picking up guns if they were later found to be legally owned, he said. Well, they shouldn't be picking up any guns. They shouldn't be taking any people's guns away from them at all, unless they're under arrest for shooting at a cop or something like that. In that case, fine.
Sure, once they're under arrest, yeah, got to take their guns away.
800-259-9231, but really, what is it that, how is it abandoning common sense? They're suggesting that it's common sense. The suggestion there is that it's common sense to take people's firearms from them.
I guess so. I mean,
that's tyranny.
It's really
that's
not worded
is.
Properly.
I disagree.
That's a sickness. That's state control, and there's nothing sensible about it. Let's go to Greg in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think a quick argument to the people that question the libertarian belief of abandoning the government's ability to regulate a citizen having, like, WMDs, for example.
Okay.
The simple argument for that would just be the law. They're not going to pass any laws that's going to limit that anyway. So, I mean, might as well have freedoms.
They're not going to pass any laws that limit what?
The ability for a citizen to acquire WMDs. So, I mean, whether you're taking guns away from citizens or letting them keep them, there's no more greater security, you know.
There's no more greater security than what?
Either way, you're not going to have greater security. There's no way. There's nothing you do to prevent a citizen from getting their hands on sarin gas.
I agree. I think if you're nutty enough to do something like that, you're going to find a way to do it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Oh, we got something else on the way. The Congress has this bad news. They passed a law against sex websites and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away, from the archives to the bulletin board system, the wiki, and more, all for free. We ask in return that you voluntarily support the program. If you like what we're doing on the show, if you want to hear the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide as possible, then the AMP program is what you want to become a part of. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the over 260 Free Talk Live listeners that are contributing as little as $3 a month to the show. Now, what do we do with the $3 a month? We bring it in, and we turn it right back around into promotion. That's why it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're promoting the show amongst the radio industry. We're promoting it online as well. And there's a variety of other ways that we're putting that $3 a month to use. It's making a big difference, because a lot of the new stations that we've got coming on board, coming on because of AMP dollars.
They sure are.
It's just a fact. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll learn about the perks. You'll get access to the classic archives. You'll get access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, the Amplifier-only forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Well, did you know that your kids are in danger? That they're unsafe?
Oh, please.
They're not safe enough, according to the federal government.
It's a dangerous world.
In fact, they have passed...
All the laws in the world aren't going to change that.
They have passed... Well, now there's 163 more pages of laws. The Child Protection and Safety Act, according to CNET. Now, this article was actually written before it passed, but this is the same article that, or this is not the same article, it's the same issue we were talking about last week with Elizabeth Smart, the young girl that was abducted back in Utah a few years ago. She was promoting this on television, saying, pass this law for me. Do it for the children, because this is going to help save kids. Well, apparently, it's a little bit more than just protecting kids from being abducted. This law covers a variety of issues, so we'll go over them. This again from CNET. The 163-page Child Protection and Safety Act represents the most extensive rewriting of federal laws relating to child pornography, sex offender registration, and child exploitation in a decade. Supporters say it's necessary to protect the nation's youth. An earlier version, apparently, it's been passed, blah, blah, blah. Law enforcement officials with the tools they need to track those children, those who prey upon children. This will give them the tools, because they haven't had the tools before. Now they finally have them, and this is going to finish it off. Because of this, There's never going to be another child abducted in America. They're going to be so scared because the law enforcement officials now have the tools. Apparently, some websites and some webmasters are going to become felons as a result of this, because anyone who includes misleading words or images intended to confuse a minor into viewing a possibly so-called harmful website could be imprisoned for up to 20 years and fined.
Now, what's the point of trying to get a minor, especially a young child, onto your site? I mean, obviously, it seems to me...
To corrupt them.
If I was 15,
yeah.
I would be wanting to see sites like this.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to trick me into seeing them. You'd just have to say, hey, naked girls here.
Right.
I would click on it.
Well, apparently they're saying that webpages that use innocent words like Barbie or Furby but actually feature sexual content will be subject to felony charges.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't there a lot of porn stars who have like these nicknames like Barbie and things like that? How is that even going to... I mean, how is that going to hold up if that's their nickname?
Well, they're not going to be allowed to promote that nickname anymore.
So it can't be posted anywhere on the website. So
nope,
these people are going to have to... That have built their reputations based off of this name are now going to have to change their name.
Well, basically, yeah. Yeah, if you've named yourself Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose if your name was Melissa and you were a porn star, I mean, that's somewhat innocuous.
Right.
So you could, I mean, you could make the same argument. I mean, Barbie is, you know, it's a legitimate name.
Yeah, but it's also a registered trademark of the Mattel Corporation.
You can't name your child Barbie?
Not if it's a porn star when it grows up.
Okay.
It's like you're going to know that your child's going to be a porn star when it grows up.
Well, anyway, it's unclear at this point as far as which webmasters would become federal felons. Sites like Contraband.com, with a K, which show Barbie and Ken dolls having simulated sex, could be in trouble, depending on how prosecutors and juries interpret the language. Essentially, what they're saying is if a child goes to Google or some search engine and types in Barbie or Furby and a website that is related to sex comes up in the search results, then there's going to be a lawsuit filed, a federal lawsuit. And this person could, the webmaster could spend 20 years in prison. A key phrase in the legislation promises prison time only if a webmaster has the intent to deceive a casual visitor. Let's see. And also, here are a few other things that this this particular bill does. It punishes the intentional internet sale or distribution of date rape drugs with a new federal crime that could carry a potential sentence of up to 20 years in prison. It specifies that anyone who must register under the proposed law's requirements would no longer enjoy any electronic privacy. Such a person must make his computer, other electronic communication, or data storage devices or media available to police examination without a warrant at any time. That's in reference to the sex offenders, because this is also the sex offender bill. This is the same bill that creates a national sex offender registry to be run by the FBI with relevant information on each person, supposed to permit geographical lookups based on zip code. So these are just a few of the things that this has done. It's also going to force sex offenders to provide a DNA sample, a requirement that many states have already adopted.
Right. Many states have not just sex offenders, but all kinds of violent offenders have to give DNA samples.
Why don't they just come right out and say, hey, we just own you. We own your DNA. We own your location. We own your computer. If we decide you're not going to ever get on the internet again, we own you. You are not a free individual anymore. Oh, you can say all you want about spending time in prison, but this is a lifelong sentence, buddy. You're never getting out of this. Why don't they just come right out and say it? You are our slave. Oh, sure, we'll let you go work at whatever job you can possibly get with a sex offender rap on your record. So you can have that choice. You have the freedom to choose which job you work at, and you have the freedom to walk to the left or to the right when you leave your house during the day. But all those other selections and choices that you might make in your life, that's up to us now, buddy.
Well, don't you know if they say that, though, they'll have the ACLU and every other organization after them.
No, they've already said it. They said it in the 13th Amendment. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place in their jurisdiction.
So it's legal.
Convicts are slaves. That's it, Ian.
Okay.
That's essentially what that says.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
I have a big problem with that. I don't care what you've been convicted for. I think that once you're done with your jail term, once you're done with that sentence, you should be set free, and you should have all of the freedoms that you had originally had. If you want to keep sex offenders in prison for the rest of their lives, then change it to a lifetime sentence. And I think that's outrageous, personally. But do that, then.
I think that it's unfair. It would be sort of an ex post facto sort of thing to do it to someone who wasn't sentenced for it. It wasn't part of the sentencing guideline, you know, it's part of the sentencing arrangement when they had accepted their plea bargain. If, for instance,
I see what you're saying.
You committed murder, and then, you know, later they say, well, we're just going to take we're going to take your blood for some kind of DNA sample just to make sure if you kill somebody, we have, you know, crime scene evidence here. I think that's unfair, but
sure.
If you committed murder today and that was the rule in the state that you lived in, that's the way it goes.
That is the way it goes, but unfortunately the way it goes for sex offenders is you get to be a sex offender if you have sex with somebody under the age of... If you're 25 and you have sex with a 17-year-old, you're a sex offender. If you pee behind a tree in a public park... because you really had to go to the bathroom and someone sees you and reports you to the police, you're a sex offender.
I agree that they're enforcing the law just, you know, way too, even, you know, it's over the top, the enforcement.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And people are getting hurt, and they're going to be slaves for the rest of their lives because they took a pee behind a tree one day. So they've created a national sex offender registry. Also, they're funding a series of pilot programs lasting up to 3 years to tag sex offenders with tracking devices that will let them be monitored in real time. The devices would include a GPS downlink to provide exact coordinates, a cellular uplink to transmit coordinates to local police, and a two-way voice communication device. Begin a study to evaluate the effectiveness of monitoring and restricting the activities of sex offenders. That study would include limiting access by sex offenders to the internet or specific internet sites. So they're going to start studying to what extent they can start limiting these people's freedom even more.
Right. They do want to do that.
Just put a ball and chain around them, okay? Put a big ball and chain around them and tell them that they just have to drag that around for the rest of their lives. So everyone knows that anyone with a ball and chain is a sex offender. This is just so crazy. And it's the tip of the iceberg because, as we've seen, now they're doing it to drug dealers. They're doing it to bad dogs.
Right.
They're going to be doing it to robbers. They're going to be doing it to bank robbers. They're going to have a registry and restrictions and ankle bracelets for almost any kind of type of crime. And if you think I'm off my rocker for suggesting that, just wait, because it's coming.
Oh, I agree.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And that's why it needs to be opposed, regardless of how you feel about the sex offenders. We're back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of